Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We tend to forget that around 2 weeks ago, the House and Senate passed legislation completely overturning the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. The press had reported that Bush had signed it, but now I have heard it reported that Bush actually hasn't signed it yet. In fact, you heard us yesterday play that clip from two nights ago with Keith Olbermann talking about the fact that Bush has not yet signed it. I guess he likes having Congress's authorization, but then he likes to be able to declare via his own executive authority that he can do all of this. Of course, the Bill of Rights and Constitution are still in force, are still alive and well in our hearts and minds, and are the true law. They could pass a law that they could, you know, execute children for no reason, or basically take all your private property without just compensation, which I guess they've actually ruled that, but it doesn't make it the case. It's still crime. You still know it's wrong. You still know the organic law is against it, the common law, God's law. And we also tend to forget that with the airplane crashing into the apartment complex, high-rise yesterday in New York, that North Korea has threatened to nuke the United States and Japan. And that is hardly even in our newspapers. It is buried in a few national newspapers, a few local papers I've been able to find. Very few, a handful of articles, because the media that's owned by the military-industrial complex that wants war with Iran, they don't want the people hearing about North Korea threatening to blow up U.S. cities, destroy and kill millions of Americans, or kill millions of Japanese or millions of Europeans. Oh, no. Oh, absolutely not. They want you to hear about Iran, who's done nothing but lick our boots. And after licking the boots on the bottom and the top and all around, they finally said, okay, fine, if you attack us, we'll fight back. And that's twisted into they threatened out of the blue to attack us. It's absolutely amazing. Michael Savage called for Madeleine Albright to be hung by the neck until dead. And I never shoot my mouth off like that. I mean, I do believe she's a traitor, a piece of trash, an absolute criminal. But I don't think it's any place for Michael Savage to be shooting his mouth off like that. And he wouldn't be able to get away with it if he wasn't a big, oily, dirty beatnik from the 60s, a top beatnik, who wrote books that we can't even mention here on the air. I just don't know why wrote books so disgusting we can't talk about it here on air. I guess we could. I don't even know why I'm starting the show with this. I just look at how they're a bunch of dirtballs. I mean, they're slick, folks. They couldn't pose as conservatives and get past patriots, but they can pose as conservatives and get past the general public. And that's what the dirty liberals did. The dirtiest of them all. The nastiest of them all. They posed as conservatives, and they brought this country basically down. The Bushes, the William Crystals, the dirtball savages, all of them. Of course, I reject the liberal conservative term, but if you want to use that term and use the precepts that define a liberal, then George Bush, Michael Savage, they are the bottom of the pit liberal. And that's a fact. But again, this is mind control. This is brainwashing. This is public relations. This is spin control. There are millions and millions of people who really think they're conservatives who follow an America-destroying ideology, and they don't even know it. They won't even know that they've been responsible by their apathy and acquiescence for the death of this republic. They, quite honestly, are just shameful, stupid creatures. We'll be back with the news. It's very important. Stay with us.
It's here.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Hey, want to know a natural healing treatment that's been around for thousands of years? Salt products. Now Soleil Wellness brings these natural healing products to your home. Easy to use, non-toxic, and 100% natural, these products help to give you great physical, mental, and spiritual results. Heated salt pillows for earaches and back pain, salt pipes to relieve respiratory ailments, bath salts release toxins as they soften and rehydrate the skin, pretty salt lamps to ionize the air and reduce EMF radiation. So many different salt products available for you. It's time to let the secret out. Visit Soleil Wellness at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, this is what's coming up in the news. I will break down the aftermath of the Yankees relief pitcher in an out-of-control aircraft flying into a 55-story apartment high-rise in New York. And just looking at it from a sociological perspective, the fear it struck into the population, the plunging stock market, yesterday, the great leader launching NORAD fighters to protect us, conjuring the images of 5 years ago of 9/11 back into our consciousness. It's all very interesting, isn't it? Also, North Korea warns Japan against sanctions, so they threatened to nuke the U.S. and Japan yesterday. And by the time our news reports on here, they're calling it a warning. You read deeper, it's an open threat to blow us off the map. Can you imagine if Iran had nukes and had missiles to hit us and was saying that they would blow us off the map? What would happen? They're going to attack them soon, no matter what they do. It just doesn't matter. Oh, and what do you want to bet? As soon as the election's over, gas prices start climbing. Just a side issue. France is saying they're not sure now if the test succeeded. Going along with Bill Gertz and the neocons, who knows what the truth is. Study links extinction cycles to changes in Earth's orbit and tilt, and other major studies link it to, of course, the sun's brightness and the different cycles it goes through. And I'm really concerned that NASA and the European Space Agency, the Japanese observatories have registered this as well. It's a major point of discussion in scientific circles. There have been a few press releases by NASA, but other than that, it's been kept somewhat quiet. outside of scientific journals that the sun is doing some very frightening things right now. But again, you're not going to hear a lot about it because we have zero control over it. And there's no world tax or any type of regulation that I guess they can foist on us in the name of saving us from the sun. So I thought I'd go over this article. Again, your cars do absolutely nothing. Your sewage does nothing to the environment compared to tidal forces of the universe that are in flux every second. But if they can hype you into fear that there's not going to be any food, any water, why peak oil? Publicly, we have the documents. BBC got them. Dutch Royal Shell wrote it all up 10 years ago and sold it and finances the disinfo agents. It's absolutely admitted. We have the oil company documents they got in 2001 via lawsuits. AP reported that we have the documents on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com that they bought up all the private refineries to create an artificial bottleneck. Their own documents say there's too much oil, but let's just ignore those and believe the little trendy liberals that tell us they're the head of 9/11 truth and who demonize me every millisecond and who are about as trustworthy as a $3 bill. Coming up, of course, there's the big report that 600,000+ Iraqis have died since the loving occupation of 3.5 years ago. We just reached the 3.5+ year point. What last month was 3.5 years. We're now into 3.5+ years. And the numbers I have that are totally documented are 250,000+. And those numbers are about 6 months old. These new numbers say 650,000 dead, and they've been done by physicians and John Hopkins University, who's done a lot of really scientific award-winning studies in the past. And this looks like it's conservative. It's much worse than we originally thought. CNN tries to spin it and play it down. But Idi Amin, who supposedly is the worst butcher in African history, killed 300,000 of his own people in 9 years. And much of what you heard about him was hype. He was pretty darn bad, though. Darn bad, as they say, in East Texas. Then, of course, you have the... That's by an African leader. You have the UN orchestrated attack on the Tutsi minority that happened to own most of the land by the Hutus. And, of course, the animist killing Christians is normal, as usual, as is their default position. And 800,000 conservatively, 1.3 million tops. And we're not sure 800,000 were counted dead. And the rivers were literally almost stopping up with them. Dams of rotten human flesh were piling up at choke points, kind of like a log jam. You ever seen the footage of that? I have. Didn't put a lot on U.S. television, but I've obtained it from African television and British television. Never put it in a film, though. It's pretty grisly. What's the point? We did show U.N. troops holding children over fires, roasting them. But I'm not going to get off into the child snuff films and the rest of it. I'm already digressing, so we'll get into that. Great article by Steve Watson up on Infowars.net. Kim Jong-hoo, North Korea what? Neocon globalist, play down imminent threat whilst hyping 10-year one, which isn't even a real threat in 10 years. Russian liberal leader fears for safety after Paula Kovtosky's murder. Now, I could pronounce that this morning when I read it, and I could pronounce it 2 days ago when they killed her. But it's like on air, I get nervous and suddenly can't pronounce names. It's Paula Kotovskis. There you go. Paula Kotovskis. There, I got it almost right. Murdered this wonderful lady who'd exposed the fact that the Beslan massacre was government staged, that Putin's torturing people en masse, that they're bombing buildings to blame it on foreign enemies, on Chechens. Well, they double-tapped her in the head in the elevator on Putin's birthday. A lot of folks get killed on his birthday. It wasn't the only murder. It's an old-fashioned thing they like to do. They like to either kill you on your birthday or kill you on the dear leader's birthday. It's like a little message. Some are saying it's a triple cross where the mafia, one group of mafia that doesn't like Putin, killed her to embarrass Putin. There's no embarrassing Putin. The guy's having people killed left and right. This, everything points towards Putin having her killed, okay? And no doubt Putin's people put out the report that it's a way to double back on him and set up a false flag on Putin. It's all cloak and dagger, boys and girls. But if you know the motive and the history and the M.O., you got him. Great article by Douglas Herman at Rents.com. Why debunkers help the 9/11 truth movement? We have time. We'll go over that. Roll call. Congress members furious at FBI for blackout of 2001 anthrax attacks probe. This was the White House launched the attacks. And I got a bunch of other news we'll be going over. We also have the gentleman Stan Jones joining us coming up in the second hour. He's running for the U.S. Senate for the people of Montana, where we have a fine affiliate up in Montana. Very thankful for that station up there. And I would ask that station and all our stations to pick up, if they can, the Sunday show from 4 to 6 p.m. Central. If you have a football game or something on, just please tape it and rebroadcast it Sunday nights if you're able to. Just another plea to all our stations. I think we've had, I checked 2 days ago, five stations have agreed just for the first week of syndication coming up this Sunday. Five of our affiliates to pick it up without really any affiliate relations work being done on it yet. So I'm just kind of thinking about some of our other great affiliates and asking them to pick it up. All right, I'm already digressing. All of you can always listen via the internet at Infowars.com or GCNLive.com or over at the KLBJ website as well. South Park episode equates 9/11 truth with anti-Semitism, numerology, and Cartman's behavior. Also lies. It's been widely reported, heralded, that over one-third believe it's a total inside job. 68% on average in major polls believe there's a cover-up, maybe inside job. They lie on South Park and kept repeating. It had to be 15 times. I mean, I didn't count. It was just over and over and probably more. Actually, I was here watching it with Aaron. He did mark it down, so he we may know the exact number. But then you said it over and over, and Aaron Dykes wrote a great article for JonesReport.com on this. He was up until 2 in the morning doing it, and we hope everybody will go read it. We hope you'll get it out there to everybody, because it's popular culture and illustrates manipulation, deception. And this piece is a hit piece, and it covers a template we're seeing being used against us, and so that's why we know that it's an operation. 90% chance it's an operation. 10% chance they just went and read the template and saw the template that they're mockingbirds regurgitating what other operatives, the Rolling Stone, at Popular Mechanics, in the media, in the government, Scripps Howard News Service, writing big hit pieces on myself, having to retract it a few months ago. It's the same straw man Fox News has been using, and they did that last night. So we're going to be playing some clips. We're going to do this after the break. We're going to hear four of these clips in succession before Mr. Jones joins us in the next hour. South Park episode equates 9/11 truth with anti-Semitism, numerology, and Cartman. And I've looked at this. I'd say about 10% of the 9/11 truth movement believes Israel carried out the attacks. Israel couldn't carry out the attacks. They couldn't make NORAD stand down. They couldn't control the different agencies. I believe elements of Israeli intelligence were in support roles and were involved. So was British. Those three groups are basically like triple Siamese twins, you know. But if you had triplets that were all merged, it's indistinguishable from the other. These are the delicacies and the subtleties of looking at this. And we know the government wants continually to put out the angle to give attention to those that say that Jews did it. That way, number one, it's false and gets you off the trail of who really did it. And then, secondarily, it then demonizes the movement so the general public won't awaken to it. And last night, that's what the show did. Jew, 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 Jew. They want it to be all about Jews. And it actually heightens anti-Semitism and makes Jews the target, which is what Zionists always do. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas. Today is October 12, 2006. Gold opened at $573.30, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $604.91. Again, that's $604.91 to purchase 1 ounce gold coins. Do you ever wonder why deficit spending never goes away? Would you believe me if I told you that fiscal responsibility would lead to a second Great Depression? Believe it or not, this is true. Our economy gets its currency from a private banking cartel. We, the people, labor to create the money, only to turn it over to this institution for its seal of approval. They, in turn, lend it back to us, and we, the people, are forced to labor to service the interest on this debt. Midas Resources is offering the creature from Jekyll Island a second look at the Federal Reserve. Call 800-686-2237. If you haven't read this book, get a copy today. 800-686-2237. If you have, pick up a copy for your friend or relative. Call 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's 1 in 4 adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
We've got North Korea threatening to nuke the United States, Japan, and other targets. South Korea, the capital, Seoul. We have a huge pervert pedophile scandal on the Capitol Hill. We have an election we're hurtling towards. And I'm about to talk about South Park. But the reason I do this is to illustrate manipulation. And when you read the hit pieces in Against Myself and Vanity Fair, the hit pieces in American Legion, the hit pieces in Popular Mechanics, The Washington Post, Scripps Howard News Service, and these are just attacks I've been under. It's always, they just can't deal with the loss of control, the fear that it was 19 lone hijackers. It's too terrifying. And so they want to believe it's their government. That brings order back to things. It's 1,000 times more scary that it's the government that controls the police and the military and the water supply and the food supply. That's much more scary that the government, criminal elements of it, did it. I would love to think, believe me, that it was 19 nuts commanded from a cave, that it was somebody on dialysis in Central Asia. Again, that doesn't pass the smell test. It doesn't pass common sense. It doesn't pass logic. And then they put the spin out that, well, maybe the government wants you to believe that. Maybe they're using it for fear because they want you to think they're all powerful. Well, it's true they want you to think they're all powerful, and they're not all powerful. But the spin that they want us to, no. I believe that's true to a certain extent, though. The propaganda gets sophisticated here because they do like the fact that those of us in the know are horrified by their dark majesty and how wicked they are, while the general public is further dumbed down. There's a lot of other just base tactics here. The Cartman, who's always making fun of Jews and dressing up like Hitler, is a distasteful creature. The bad guy on the show believes it's all Jews and accuses an innocent Jewish boy on the show, who then even buys into the propaganda and is convinced that he carried out the attack. There's a 9/11 truther who's really a U.S. government agent. That was kind of an interesting little twist there. And it turns out that Bush is really controlling 9/11 Truth to, again, scare everybody. And they find out that Bush hasn't really blown one of the 9/11 Truthers' heads off in the Oval Office, but that it was all a staged event. And I ought to just read through Aaron's article to really, I think he crystallized a lot of the points, but there are a lot here in the article he didn't get to because there's just so much. In fact, Aaron, go back over your notes and maybe beef this article up at Jones Report. It's an excellent report, but it's already 6 pages long, and you can go watch these clips. You can watch the entire episode up there on the site, but you can go watch these clips that you're about to hear. In fact, well, it's already too late to do it in this segment. We'll come into the next segment and just play the clips. The first one is Bush blowing the head off, which this thing has multi-levels. This is a psyop, which is a threat to 9/11 Truth. It's a threat to all of us. At one level, we're going to blow your heads off if you keep doing this. But then they turn it around and twist it later. And so we'll go over all of it when we get back from this break. Let me go ahead and start with the article. South Park episode, this is a wildly popular TV show for those that aren't tuned into this stuff. South Park episode equates 9/11 Truth with anti-Semitism, numerology, and Cartman, cartoon jabs at retarded public, Charlie Sheen citing Bush incompetence. A popular cartoon South Park launched a 9/11 hit piece claiming that the 1/4 of Americans who believe the attacks were an inside job are retards. That was a mantra, and they keep saying 1/4. Again, it was really over 1/3. The episode equates the 9/11 Truth movement with anti-Semitism, a pointless and insignificant investigation into the misuse of bathroom numerology, and the selfish, racist, spoiled, and more or less evil show character Cartman, who frequently attacks the character Kyle for transgressions he blames on Jews. And there is a big segment of the public that vehemently hates Jews, and the media feeds off this and actually feeds it, and so they like Cartman. By the end, though, the 9/11 conspiracy that the government perpetrated 9/11 is itself a government conspiracy. In the episode, Bush and his administration want people to believe that the government is all-powerful and could achieve absolutely anything. But how much more crazy is it that 19 guys from a cave could do that? It's impossible, you see. The official story we know is a lie. You can start from the position of the official story is a complete fraud and changes every day like the weather, like the wind. And they just say at the end, Bush is too incompetent. He couldn't do anything. Dick Cheney shoots a crossbow at one of the kids. It misses. You know, they can escape out of the White House. The White House are a bunch of morons. No, the White House can shoot cruise missiles through windows. The White House can land space probes on Mars. The White House has the NSA listening to you. The White House can steal votes nationwide in thousands of counties. The White House said they were going to break down Iraq into three regions and have civil war. They haven't failed in Iraq. Again, they always try that incompetence theory, and I'm sick of it.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common-sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports: U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU, that's 888-8-XANADU, and ask for George.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I'm really proud of the report at jonesreport.com, jonesreport.com. It's also posted on prisonplanet.com and infowars.com. Aaron stayed up here until about 2 a.m. I said, listen, I'm not asking you to do this. I'm not asking you to stay up here and tape this and upload the video and clips of South Park. I'm not asking you to, you know, take these notes we've written together and write this article. You can write it tomorrow. He said, no, I want to do it. Because he wanted to get the truth out. And he unanimously believed it was a hit piece. I believed it was a hit piece. And by unanimous, you know, some people around the office were saying, well, they're trying to get out what truth they can, and they're, you know, they have to go ahead and attack it. But then, no. That's not what happened here. There was a New York Times article that was written, and we call it kind of rolling over or putting on a staged fight with us. We do see a lot of articles that you can clearly tell the reporter tried to fool their editors and kind of fell down in the first sentence. Attacks us in a petty way and then gives all the websites and really makes us look credible. I've seen the New York Times do that. I've seen a few other newspapers do that. That is not what happened here. I don't know what you'd call that term. It's kind of like covert resistance. You can spot one of those, and I'm surprised those stupid editors can't. They're trying to block out the truth. But we commend the reporters that try to slip out what they can. And by the way, I've talked to a lot of reporters who are fans of freedom in this broadcast and do know the truth, who work for major publications. We just talked to one yesterday. Major publications. And they go, well, this is how I'm allowed to cover this, and then I'm going to slip it in this way, okay, but don't tell anybody. So it's not just like I'm guessing that reporters do this. I'm not saying the New York Times did that. They didn't tell me. I could just recognize it. We get these calls every few weeks from big publications going, I'm going to get away with what I can, okay? A writer for one of the biggest magazines in the country told me that. I know it's all true. And then they start telling you, oh, what about this? What about that? Oh, yeah, you ought to see it. You ought to see our editor. He used to be CIA, but he didn't. Oh, yeah, Anderson Cooper, CIA, too. Oh, yeah, they're all. I mean, I've talked to people at CNN. They're like, oh, yeah, there's spooks all over the place around here. We're trying to get out what we can. I've had people at Fox News do that. And they're not putting me on. This is real, folks. Believe me, folks inside the system know what's going on. Before I get into this South Park story and go through this hit piece and all the other news, Terror Storm, 9/11 Mysteries, The Order of Death, Loose Change Second Edition, American Dictators, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. These are some of the films I've made, some of the films I carry, some of the films we have on DVD. All available right now at InfoWars.com via the secure, safe online shopping cart. Please go to InfoWars.com today and get Terror Storm. It's over 3 hours, right above 3 hours, almost a two-hour film and 68 minutes of extras from the 9/11 Neocon Agenda Symposium out in L.A. a few months ago. This is my best documentary. This is my crowning achievement. I'm so proud of this film. We put a lot of work, blood, sweat, and tears into this. The history of government-sponsored terror, 9/11, 7/7, Madrid, all of these attacks, how we were lied into war in Iraq, the NSA spying, the torture, the fake media, the propaganda. The film ends with propaganda, how they're using propaganda. It is such an important documentary. Everybody needs to see it. Please get a DVD today from InfoWars.com. Please get Terror Storm. If you've already purchased it, buy a couple more copies. Give them as gifts. Give the gift of knowledge and information and support this broadcast, this ministry, against the New World Order. So again, please go to InfoWars.com and get Terror Storm today. 9/11 Mysteries, Demolitions Part 1, excellent 90-minute film you need to have, exclusively on the demolitions. When you get for $19.95, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, the 2005 remastered edition, we took the original film, added new information, cut out old information, and then made a whole new 46-minute film, The Order of Death, with the latest video inside the Grove shot by an employee in 2005, the rituals, how it ties into Skull and Bones, how it ties into the Illuminati. This is the best deal we've got. Two films on one DVD, two incredible films on one DVD, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove and The Order of Death on one DVD. Loose Change Second Edition, again, soon the third edition's coming out. Second edition won't be available anymore. American Dictators, about how they stage elections and the electronic voting fraud, a very important film. 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, the first big 9/11 film, and still a lot of people say the best, and all the other documentaries that I've made and I carry. Please get them at InfoWars.com or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. When you call, ask about all the discounts, all the specials. We have a 3-DVD special, a 4-DVD special, a 5-DVD special, a 6-DVD special. We have a Get All My Video specials, Get All Everything Else special. It's all the other books and films we carry by other authors and researchers and filmmakers. And we will expand. We will fight the globalists at a more intense level. We've got some big plans, but we need your support to do that. So there is the caveat of by purchasing the films and the books and the materials, you don't just support us, but you get powerful info tools. You also support those authors and researchers and filmmakers whose books and videos we carry, and you continue on with us side by side in the fight. So again, 888-253-3139. We get a lot of requests about donations. Folks want to donate. I don't ask that you donate to the broadcast. Genesis doesn't ask that you donate. We're not like other networks. I don't even want to be associated with money grabbing and begging. But we could do a lot more if you support us. And so if you want to donate, just call up and say, I want 50 Terror Storms at the discounted price, or I want 10, or I want 100, or I want 1,000. That way you know your money's going towards getting a tool that will affect people. And then release them like little seed pods that blow off of a, you know, those little, what a daisy turns into, dandelions, where you blow on it and all the little seeds float away like parachutes. Just release Terror Storm into the public consciousness. Get it out there. Please support us. You can also write to us again at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And you can also support the truth and getting the word out by supporting our local AM and FM affiliates, whether it be in Austin, Texas, whether it be KLBJ 590 or 100.1 and the Radio Free Austin crowd, or whether you support the Sunshine Network in upstate New York, or whether you support stations in Montana or Wyoming or affiliates we have in Ohio or Pennsylvania or Florida or Southern California. Support their sponsors. Let their sponsors know thank you. Or if you have a business, sponsor that station. We're really growing right now. We also need to support our partners in fighting the New World Order who are out there. So, again, I commend everybody for their work. Let me, you know what, I don't like to keep things inside, keep things off my chest. I like to get things off my chest. And so before I get into the South Park thing, I'm just going to say something here on the radio that that needs to be said. Because if someone is a snake and someone hates me because they're an operative or because they're very dark and hateful and willful, there are some just nasty, hateful people that like to hurt good people, that like to see others in trouble, who like to do mean things. I don't care when they attack me. In fact, when the national media attacks me and really evil people attack me, I like it because it means we're being effective. It means we're hurting them. It means that I'm hitting the target, the old cliche from World War II, that when you're over the target, you're going to be getting flack. That's how you indicate, even in cloudy weather, that you're over the factories, you're over the enemy bases. And that's how I visualize this in the info war. And so there's people who moved into Austin who are here, who've sniped at me and done horrible things and worked against me. For whatever reason, whether they're good, bad, or indifferent, I ignore that. And there are people around the country who attack me and lie about me and tell horrible stories about me and do bad things to me. And it means nothing to me, and I don't care. I really don't care. And the people are stupid enough to believe that, so be it. A lot of people that buy into propaganda about me later find out it's not true. Countless others say, well, he woke me up, but he's bad. I always see that. That's like a byword. Well, he woke me up, but he's still bad. Yeah, don't judge a tree by its fruits, fools. But I do address this because, you know, it's irritating to me. It's very irritating. It's just like a few days ago when I confronted Ashcroft, and I got a few emails, and it was the vast minority. I got a few emails, and I got a few, I saw a few posts on message boards that I do visit for news and information, that I hadn't done a good job confronting Ashcroft. And it wasn't so much that, it was people I cared about. It was people whose posts I'd seen before that were valuable. On 9/11 Blogger was, you know, a few of the places I went and looked, and a few of the posts were saying, yeah, he didn't do a very good job. He should have asked this, or he should have called out ManCalf, or, you know, whatever. And it irritated me because you guys and gals need to spend your time fighting the New World Order. You need to spend your time getting the word out. You need to spend your time focused on real issues. I mean, I was half awake when I went on there. I think I did a pretty good job, actually, with the questions I asked. You can go listen to it at prisonplanet.com. They're on the right-hand or left-hand side. Or it is the right-hand side. You know, it says Jones confronts Ashcroft, or Ashcroft is questioned about 9/11 cover-up, something like that. And it's the same thing here locally. You know, I'm a hard-working fella. And I'm dedicated to fighting the New World Order. And I'm here late at night most nights working hard. And I frankly get sick of people I've been nothing but nice to telling me what I need to do and telling me I haven't done enough. And I think subconsciously a lot of it is a jealousy, an envy, or a frustration. Again, it's all three of those things. And I think separately with different individuals. Some people are so mad at the New World Order. It's like a dog that's so mad at somebody that's taunting it over the fence that its master walks up to it and it bites them because it's so angry and in such a red rage. And that's a lot of it. We're frustrated. We can't really get to the New World Order, so we're going to nitpick each other, and we're going to criticize each other, and we're going to do all that. And then there's others who are subconsciously jealous and envious of what? I don't know. Jealous of the fact that I'm exhausted, jealous of the fact that I'm obsessed, jealous of the fact that I spend my life fighting the New World Order. What am I getting at? Because I got to get to South Park. About 8 years ago, 7.5 years ago, at Waco, dedicating the new memorial church that volunteers built for those that died at Waco, I said a big answer to fight the New World Order, because we weren't going to get on a bunch of AM and FM commercial stations, was to put up micro FMs all over the country. Well, what the general public know as is pirates. Then I say pirate, and I go, we don't like you saying the word pirate. Well, the general public doesn't know what a micro is, so I have to then show them the verbal semantic symbol they know, pirate radio, and then I have to teach them the proper name for it, micro. See, you know it all, don't you? No, you don't know it all. You just sit there in the peanut gallery nitpicking, so they get irritated by that, some of them. Then, it's like off in the background for years that Alex doesn't promote the micros. Alex doesn't come out and say enough about them. Alex doesn't support them enough. Meanwhile, there's disinfo claiming I really run them all when I have nothing to do with it. And for years, I don't even know it's this big issue that I won't promote them. So I said, hey, the people that are doing it, come on in here and promote it. No, we're not going to do that. You've got to do it our way when we say. Well, let me just tell you something. I don't need your stations, okay? And I'm not like other people that with reverse psychology say, take me off of them. Okay? I don't do that. Okay? And because you think you hold something over my head, and because you think you're going to control me, I want off of 100.1 and 96.3 and all of them. I want Mike Jones, who is completely out of control and sent me arrogant, hateful emails, to take me off. I don't need to be on your stations. If you don't know I'm the best at fighting the New World Order, who's up here at bat, and that doesn't mean I'm that good either. Boy, we're in trouble, aren't we? I'm the best there is. If you don't know that, and you want to put on all the trash you put on, and the stuff I've already been ashamed of for years that I'm associated with because of the other networks you put on there, then fine, take me off. Do you understand you hold nothing over my head? All of you, your little gaggle, your little court that follows you around, it means nothing to me. And you know why I'm doing this? Because I liked you and saw you as a friend and knew you for years. And you've hurt my feelings. So you want to go around talking trash about me? I'll do it right here on the air about you. Do you understand me? You're in the wrong. You should repent. You and your minions. So I want off of these stations. Okay? I don't want to be associated with it. Of course, you won't do what I ask. You'll just keep me on there. I don't like being associated with the money grubbing that's on the other stations. I don't like being associated with, because people don't know. People in this office who are smart have trouble differentiating the other networks you put on there with the Genesis Network. Radio station owners, people in commercial radio will understand what I'm going through here. And I don't like airing this stuff, but you know what? It's important to have courage, and it's important to tell people what you really think. Okay? So shame on you. Shame on you for saying I'm bad. Shame on you for trying to tell me what to do. And again, they didn't want to just, when I was all friendly, oh, sure, come right on and promote. They wanted to twist it into something that I didn't want to and I was bad. They wanted to say I was bad, regardless of what I did. You think I care if I'm on your stations, your pirate radio stations? You think I care? I care about getting the truth out to the people, but whatever God's will happen. You think I care? I was offered millions of dollars to sell out 7 years ago. I've had people threaten to kill me and my family on a monthly basis. I've been physically attacked. I have been taken up to the high places and been offered great power, okay? And I haven't taken it. And so I will not sit here and be told what to do. I take your power trip and I break it in front of your eyes. Okay, I'm done talking about it. When we get back, we will air the South Park clips. Then we got Stan Jones taking action, running for Senate in Montana. Did a great job on C-SPAN. That's coming up. But as soon as we get back, we'll play the clip of Bush blowing off a 9/11 truther's head, a threat to everyone, and all the other sophisticated multi-level. There was so much propaganda hitting people at least five different levels. Those guys are real propagandists over there at South Park. But look at their Team America. Michael Moore is a terrorist and blows up bases. You know, he's a suicide bomber. Alec Baldwin's a terrorist. I mean, if anything, Michael Moore does a whitewash for Bush. You see, I mean, and all these South Park fans are, please don't attack South Park. Please don't attack South Park. Folks, they make it look like Saddam's a real threat, Bin Laden's a real threat, all these boogeymen. Bush is just this idiot fighting evil. And so that idol needs to be thrown down too. And it has been thrown down. Throw them all down. Throw myself down. We are a flawed, sinning society. We are corrupt. And if we work as hard as we can to be upright, we may stand upright and be a little bit better. But we should never think that, you know, anything is basically good out there. We have got so much evil going on, it's mind-boggling. And I salute the listeners, affiliates, stations. I salute all the great micro, the folks that put these micro FMs in their houses and that take these risks. I do salute them. None of what I said earlier was for them. All right, we'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones, defending liberty, resisting tyranny.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products in education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Welcome back. Okay, here's the first clip I want to play. This is where they're brought in, two of the South Park kids are brought in with one of the local 9/11 truthers, and George Bush blows his head off and says he's carried out 9/11. Go ahead and roll it.
Excuse me, there's been a misunderstanding.
Come on in, Mr. President.
Shut up!
You think we don't know your name? We know everything. We control everything. We've all worked very hard to keep our involvement in 9/11 a secret. But you just had to keep digging.
Really?
You won't get away with it. People know.
People? You mean sheeple.
We have the majority of them kept in blissful ignorance.
Just one more leak to fix.
Wait, what are you doing?
You've been a thorn in our side for too long, I'm afraid.
No, you can't do this. Please, I'll stop. I'll take down the website.
Too late.
He died like a pig.
Some pigs never learn.
No way. He was right. You did cause 9/11.
Yes. Quite simple to pull off, really. All I had to do was have explosives planted in the base of the towers. Then on 9/11, we pretended like four planes were being hijacked, when really we just rerouted them to Pennsylvania, then flew two military jets into the World Trade Center filled with more explosives and shot down all the witnesses in Flight 93 with an F-15 after blowing up the Pentagon with a cruise missile. It was only the world's most intricate and flawlessly executed plan ever, ever.
Really? Why?
Oldest reason in the world. Money. The towers fell and the American sheeple all waved their flags. Finally, we can invade Iraq and get the oil which made us all even richer than before.
Beautiful money. Really? Is the whole government in on this?
We are all knowing and all powerful. Goodbye, boys.
Dang it, I missed again. For Christ's sake, Caney.
Kyle, run!
Kill them!
So there's the first clip, and then later they admit that Bush wants everyone to think he carried out 9/11, so it seems like he's all powerful. Again, NORAD did stand down. There were bombs in the buildings. It was not flawlessly executed. Flight 93 was meant to go into the Capitol, and it was shot down because the general refused to follow orders and had the Happy Hooligans out of North Dakota, based in Virginia, for a drill, fire two AIM-9 Sidewinder missiles into the aircraft over an 8.5-mile debris field. Oh, no. The Arabs just launched the most perfectly coordinated plan in history. Perfectly. Can you imagine on planes with over, what, 30 people on each one? Can you imagine four guys pulling out box cutters and people groveling? I mean, if there were four guys with box cutters and I was by myself and they were going to kill me, I'd take them on. Now, I forget how sheep-like American people are, but there'd be some real men, some real women. You know, there's old ladies beating people to death with umbrellas, and somebody just choked a guy who was trying to kill her in her house. He was a hitman. The woman, like 50-something-year-old woman, it was a nurse, though. She knew what she was doing. She killed him. We've got three more clips of this coming up. I'll air one more in the next segment, then we'll get Stan Jones on. And then, I guess, later at the end of the show, we'll just play them all in rapid succession and recap what's happening with it. Stan Jones running for the Senate in Montana. We'll try to get him elected as we continue to fight as hard as we possibly can. I know it's not good enough for some.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.